Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Finishing Well today with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, you're going to love this title. It's Medicare Alpha Bit. And there's a lot to that alpha bit because, you know, those who've ever looked at Medicare at all know there's different aspects of it. Like there's Part A, Part B, Part C, and D. Those are just, but when it comes to supplements, then you've got another bunch of alpha bits, A, B, C, D through I guess J.
Yeah, it actually goes further than J now, but yeah.
So there's a method to all that madness that I really, prior to today's show, I had no understanding of. But when you look in the Bible, it's an interesting thing that happens there in Genesis 3 after Adam and Eve fell. God gives us some real insight into Jesus and how God operates and how Satan operates when he curses Satan right there. Believe it or not, he uses Alpha and Omega in a way, if you really understand, the beginning, when he said to Satan, when he cursed him, right, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and her seed, and he will crush your head. Well, that word head in Hebrew, if you'll find it corresponds from that into the Alpha that Jesus refers to himself as the Alpha and the Omega. So that Alpha actually, we all know what the alpha dog is, right?
Sure.
But the omega dog is another guy. And it says that he will crush your heel. And you may know that, you know, Satan goes after Jesus' heel, which happens to be Judas, right? And
sure.
And you look at the way that Satan goes after somebody, like a predator, is going to go after the back of the herd, the ones he can cull off, the weak. And so those kind of practices in the insurance company, from what I understand, because one of the real gifts that we have here with Hans, a certified financial planner, but Hans, you've been in this business since Medicare supplements came onto the scene.
1976, 10 years after they started, but that's a long time ago.
Right.
And 42 years.
Enough to see what happened, and it was kind of these omega, the bottom feeder situation of or predatory, you know, insurance practices that led to this whole alphabet.
What was really going on in the Medicare business is there were all these different versions of Medicare supplements, but when we're all said and done, they were all pretty similar. And so, but you had this company to have this little whiz bang thing, and this company to have this whiz bang thing, and they'd keep adding little things so that the salespeople could really go out and call on these older customers and offer them Medicare supplement insurance. And the people had really no way of understanding this or the necessity of it. And so the salesperson could really, my father used to refer to it as romance it. They could romance the whole thing. And so they were really incentivized to change the people's policy every year. So they'd go out and sell them a policy the first year they meet a new customer.
Not unlike the car business where, you know, if we're going to slap some new headlights and a new grill this year to make it look, you know, like you got a trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you'd come in the next year and they'd say, man, you can't live without this. I got this new company with this new policy. And they'd make a substantial commission over and over and over again. And the companies, so you really had people paying substantial amounts for their Medicare supplement. They were getting different ones every year. They were a bit confused about their plans. And you really had salespeople like me profiting from this. And then you had the companies obviously profiting from this. So go on.
Right. And so interestingly, the free enterprise system, somewhat it worked because these companies were trying to figure out just like, you know, what would appeal most to, you know, to their customers. And so they came out with these plans with a lot of whiz bangs. And so thus you had the original 10 plans, A through J, but the government stepped in.
Yeah, because they figured it out after a while. They said this business of just changing people from company to company, and the salespeople would change from company to company, and just it's called rolling the business, number one. And then this business of very heaped commissions, or giving the person or paying the salesperson a high percentage of the first year's premium, they came out with regulations that ended all that. And then they standardized. They just took all these policies that were available.
This was in 1990?
This was in 1990.
And it was called the stand. What did you call it?
I was 32 then, by the way. 14 years in the insurance business.
But they called it the standard. What?
They were standardized plans. So right. They just said, okay, so the most basic plan is going to be A. Then we add this one whiz-bang benefit. That's going to be a B. We add another whiz-bang benefit, that's going to be a C. We add another whiz-bang benefit, that's going to be a D, to where you get all the way up to F, and then you had the benefits that just pretty much paid all your Part A and Part B deductibles. And then in those days, you had drug benefits on those, so you made your way all the way up to J. Just my point is, they made the policies, 10 policies, these are the only policies that you can sell. You have to identify them by the letter, and they're exactly the same whether you buy it from Mutual of Omaha or Blue Cross or United American or United Healthcare. An F plan is an F plan is an F plan. It's going to pay exactly the same, presumably to make it easier for customers to understand what they're buying. Then they outlawed these heaped commissions. They made the companies levelize it so you make the same commission for 6 years.
So people weren't changing policy.
At least you'd think that, yeah. Yeah. So that was the intent of the law.
So the good news, really, although it's not been widely disseminated at this point in time, is that if you have a Part C, no matter who you bought it from, it is exactly the same coverage. And so now what should be essentially a decision based on price between these different companies.
It's actually a Plan C.
Right.
But you're right. A Plan C across every single company, there's about 50 of them available, or a Plan F or a Plan G is exactly the same. And the difference is the price. So the reason we're even talking about this stuff, what are these guys talking about? Stuff from 1990. I'm going to tell you it's relevant because it's just shocking to me that when I wrote the book a couple of years ago, I wrote my books 3 years ago, I was shocked by this then, and I put it in my book. But I just continue to be as I sit down and people find this show and these explanations so profound. And how can this be that 28 years later, this is complicated, but it ain't that complicated. I mean, it just really, if we sit down with people with a clean slate, I can get them cleared up in 5 to 10 minutes. So just literally, if I can get them to just take where they've gotten to and just set it aside and sit down with a clean slate, 5 to 10 minutes. And it just amazes me that with all this regulation and all this stuff that went in force, that some of it I didn't particularly like when it went in force, is the consumer still doesn't know about it 28 years later.
Right. And the beauty of it, again, is that it is all written out with a clean slate at the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is also at cardinalguide.com. And if you want to find out more about what we're talking about today, of course, you can go to the 7 Worries tab and download the Medicare page, right? Or the Medicare chapter.
The chapters, yeah, of both books. They're right there. You can download them for free. So you don't even need to buy the book. If you want to buy the book, you can get it on Amazon, and you can get to Amazon right through our website, cardinalguide.com. And you go to the 7 Worries tab, you go to Medicare, you download it, or you just go down to the bottom of the thing and you click on that. It'll take you to Amazon. You can buy the book. It's $1.99 if you do it on a Kindle, and it's $7.99 if Amazon sends you the paper copy. But it's well worth your time just for that chapter. And like I said, you could just get the basic chapters on Medicare. It should clear it up pretty well.
Yeah, because it goes into, okay, this is Plan A, this is Plan B, and this is the advantage of Plan G, right, et cetera, et cetera. So you can kind of see that plus your own idea. But one of the ways that people haven't gotten this information is it for the most part, people only represent in one company, so they're not going to tell you, you know, oh, by the way, you know, this.
I mean, it just because the big companies control the advertising. That's where you're going to get your education. Slowly but surely, but you're going to get it. You can get it through the insurance department, but you're going to have to seek it out. So the real problem here is people just haven't been informed by a neutral source. They've been, you know, called on by people who represent one company, and their company probably charges more than the lesser companies on the list, and they just generally have no interest in teaching you this subject. And it's fundamental to understanding what you're doing, that they're exactly the same from company to company. It's Medicare supplements I'm speaking about. If you have the same letter and you go across all the companies, they're exactly the same except for the price. And right at our website under Medicare, you can run your own price comparison without even calling us. You can go on there, you put in your age, your gender, your zip code, whether you smoke or not, and you hit go. And they could even be less than that if you qualify for household discounts. So, you know, what we strive to do in our practice, and we found it's beneficial for us in the end, is just to equip the consumers with information and education and really show them.
Right, because one of the things you have there in the chapter that we're talking about is a price comparison for somebody this age, and you can see that it could be hundreds of dollars
difference. It can be a lot. It's a lot.
With the same person with the same circumstances. And so what an advantage at least to have this piece of the alphabet, which is kind of interesting.
Well, the next section of the show, I'm going to tell you about a client of mine who's become a very good friend, and just what he arrived at and how he came to be a client just over this point.
Right. Okay. Today's show is Medicare and the alphabets, so to speak. You're listening to the complete Cardinal Guide to... No, you're actually listening to Finishing Well. It's about the book, Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. So much more coming up. Stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about Medicare alpha bits, which you may know that Jesus referred to himself as the Alpha and the Omega. He's actually before the beginning and after the end. It's eternity that was put into our hearts. But Jesus being the Alpha, that kind of way he does things, it says in Genesis 3 that he's going to crush Satan's head. And that was a prophecy that's clear back there in Genesis. But the predatory practices of Satan, in other words, going after the back of the herd, biting at the heel, like Jacob grasped his brother's heel, you know, therein lies, you know, some of the reasons for this alphabet. But to give, again, a quick summary of why people think, wow, this is confusing, there is some alphabets in this, right, Hans?
Oh, it's just, I mean, so when you go to Medicare itself, you got Part A, which is hospital, Part B, which is your doctor expense, Part C, which is when you get rid of Part A and Part B and you get your traditional Medicare, you get it from a private insurance company, and Part D, which is drugs. So that's all a Medicare from the government. And then the insurance companies, through the government and their regulation, named the Medicare supplements Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. It's just, I mean, you talk about alphabet soup. It's just, it drives people nuts because they're putting all this stuff together and stuff that doesn't, it's like Sesame Street. Which one of these things doesn't belong with the others? I mean, it's confusing.
Right. So the supplements are essentially, you know, when people talk about the donut hole, and you must
well, that's
hear
not
that.
The supplements. That's the Medicare Advantage. That's the Part C.
Okay.
And Part D. The donut hole is in the drug plans over on another part of the thing. It doesn't have anything to do with the supplements.
See? You can see there's ignorance runs rampant right here.
But you don't need to memorize all this stuff to become, you know, knowledgeable enough to be a consumer of this. You don't. We don't need to get you to that level. I can clear this up in pretty short order, if I can get people to just get that stuff out of their head, we can figure out what plan is going to be best for them and then just explain that and explain going into the future how they can keep that as affordable as possible. And that could be changing companies every couple, 3 years.
Right, which is the beauty of representing several companies is you can constantly see who is giving you the best price for the essentially the same product.
Not essentially, it is the same product.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
But again, you have a story for us of a friend of yours.
So this guy has become, he's a client first and he's become a very dear friend. And he's a medical doctor, retired, and he, 70-some years old, his wife was turning 65. He got some information from us. We got the book to him. He read the book. He decided he wanted to come in all meet with me face to face. And I didn't really know. He had some other problems he wanted to talk to me about. But this Medicare supplement just, you know, perplexed him. And where it was, he learned through my book that he had Plan F, which is the most comprehensive plan. He was paying about $180 a month. And he learned by going to our website that he could buy exactly the same thing for $120 a month from a different company. And so what he wanted to explain was his logic. I mean, this guy is a scientist. He solves it very intellectual, solved problems, got a big ego, and rightly so. He dealt with insurance and Medicare his whole career. So he told me, this is where I missed it. He says, I understood that these policies are exactly the same. I also understood that the F plan paid the most benefits, so I bought that. I just assumed, and he says, this is where I got myself in trouble, that since they're exactly the same, they have to be the same price. He says, logic would tell you that. So I just bought it from a company I was familiar with, and it's paid real well. He hadn't used much doctor expense in the last 7 years. But come to find out, he was paying $60 a month too much. And then his wife would have probably gone down the same road. And so after we had a short meeting, we got his wife taken care of for about $90 a month. She's younger than him. Women's rates on Medicare supplement are a little bit less than men. Anyhow, he was just thrilled. But what he then got out was all the other stuff that we've really helped him with, his life insurance that was all, you know, big misunderstandings between his company and the disability benefits on there. He didn't have any coverage for long-term care. He didn't really understand how that's not covered by Medicare. He does now, and, you know, we've made preparations for that. And so making reference back to our earlier show, look, when we get people explained on this Medicare, we get their price lowered, we get their coverage cleared up, they're thrilled. But, you know, in the scheme of things, we didn't do that much for them. I mean, we just, it's real tangible. Where we really help people is then after that, where we help them with long-term care, we help them with their estate, we help them with their legal documents to make sure that when they, if they get old and can't take care of themselves, that their children won't have to scramble around for money and things like that. So just the point I was trying to make with this doctor, I mean, so a person of his means, $60 a month. I mean, I think one of the reasons he was still paying that is he could. I just think there's a lot of you that are paying way too much for your Medicare supplement, or your parents are if you're a younger person listening to us. And just a simple phone call or going in and verifying this on our website, you might be just shocked to find that out.
Right. Again, the reason why this show is called Finishing Well is that there's all kinds of wisdom that cries out in the streets, according to Proverbs, that's there and it's available. It's available at cardinalguide.com. In this particular situation, you can go there, look at the 7 worries tab. One is clearly Medicare. And there you can download for free all an explanation of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Medicare supplement plans, what those are, or what does Part A mean, what does Part B of regular Medicare. Those things are all available for you. And as you begin to understand these things, obviously, that's actually the entry point into where you can get some real help for your family, because they're counting on you, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I'm just going to tell you, because most people don't understand this stuff real well. Even smart people like my doctor friend who researched it, you know, even if they feel like they understand it well, they got some doubt there. Okay, and it's confusing how it's presented. So most people end up buying this Medicare supplement insurance based on personality. So they talk to a few people, and they end up buying it from the person that they like the most. And then another piece of good news, this stuff pays off real well. Is once you buy a Medicare and a Medicare supplement, its claim filing's automatic. Then you've bought it from somebody you like. It pays off well. Never mind they're jacking up your premium or it was too high to begin with. You know, the message that you're getting from the people that have called on you or don't ever leave me, don't ever think about leaving me. I mean, they don't ever say that to you, but that's kind of the hidden message in the relationship. What I don't want customers on that basis. I want people to be doing business. I want my customers to like me, but I don't want that to be the primary reason they do business with us. I want it to be a logical, rational, we're giving them the best possible deal they can get.
Right. Well, they're meeting the needs of their family and looking beyond, you know, just saving, you know, $30 or $40. There's other issues or different ways to manage those resources for other things that may be important to their long-term.
That's exactly what we did with the good doctor. If you took $180 a month for his, you multiply that times two. In his head, he had $360 a month he was going to kick out for Medicare supplement insurance. We got him down to $120 and her at $90. There's $210 a month they got from us that they're saving $150 a month. Well, we applied that toward the purchase of long-term care insurance. And it cost him more than that, but that was a good start.
Right. And so, you know, but as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's one thing to save $150 a month. It's another thing to get a bill for $6,000 for long-term care and, you know, health that you need that you didn't have
for 1 month.
Right. And there your life is just totally changed and all the more reason to seek wisdom while there's time, right? Because
well, sure.
And so let's talk about age for a second. When do people need to start considering this alphabet soup?
Well, with Medicare, I mean, most people don't consider it until they or their spouse is turning 65. I mean, they're 64 and a half. They start looking at it. Maybe some people, early researchers, but about that age. And it's actually a little later then, you know, it'd be helpful if you'd look into long-term care in your 50s. I'm telling you, most people don't. Some people do. The people that do are people that have had an experience with their parents or something, a very bad experience, and they're going to jump on it. People look at it in their 60s. A lot of people buy it. But when I say those two ages, there's a lot of people in their 70s and 80s that just think it's too late for me, and it is not. Is if you haven't planned for long-term care, really, regardless of your age, you know, my book is available to you, and it's going to give you some wisdom, but I will be glad to talk to you. There's some planning things, and there's some things we can do to prepare to make it easier on your family if even if we do it, we have clients in their 90s where we've really dealt with their children and we've made things better for them when the person ultimately needed care.
Right, and there's no substitute for experience, as you can hear. You know, Hans has been in this since the 70s and watched the process and seen what's going on. And so, you know, the, taking advantage of the wisdom of something he's invested his life in, being able to help people finishing well. Again, his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, is all available right there at cardinalguide.com. If you just contact Hans, he'll send you out the book for free. Or you can...
I absolutely will. If you just do it, you go on the website, you send me a little message, say book offer, we'd be happy to send the book out to you, no charge.
And what a resource. So like I say, wisdom calls out in the streets, whether or not you want to get a hold of him and get it. But I can tell you, Hans, you taught me a lot. Thank you so much for listening today. It's the listeners that really make this show worthwhile. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.